Tonight's shiur is titled Pesach, Motivating Children at the Seder. So tonight's shiur is a Yahrzeit shiur in memory of my daughter, Avigail Kira. And tonight we're going to take up the topic of motivating children and the nature of the motivation. So the questions we're going to address in the shiur tonight is, why do we motivate children at the Seder? And if you think you have a simple answer, I'm going to try to show some insight into the nature of the motivation. And furthermore, how should we motivate children? What should the goal be of the motivation? So there's many stories given about Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he used to wear pots on his head. And I've heard stories about people dressing up in costumes. So the question is, what's the idea there? What goal should we have in mind when we attempt to motivate children at the Seder? And I think the answer, when we go through the shiur and with the new insight, will be somewhat illuminating. So let's start with the first Gemara, the basic source for motivating children at the Seder. And the source is the Bavli Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, source number one. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hakol Chayavin Barba Kosos Halalu, Echad Anashim, Ve'echad Nashim, Ve'echad Tinokos. So the Gemara says that everyone is chayav, everyone is obligated in the dalad kosos, in drinking the four kosos, and that includes men, women, and children. So Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda says, v'chi ma to'eles yesh latinokos b'yayin. What benefit is there for children to drink wine? Meaning, well, we'll see what this means, but the Gemara says that it doesn't seem like a tinok, a child, would necessarily gain from the arba kosos. So what does the Gemara say? Ella, rather, mechalkin lahen klayos ve'egozin be'er Pesach. So it says, rather, what we do is we give them nuts and roasted grains on Erev Pesach, k'deish lo yishnu ve'yishalu, so they don't fall asleep, and they ask at the Seder. Amru Allah, we're going to keep reading in the Gemara, and then I'll summarize. Amru Allah, Rabbi Akiva, shaya mechalek klayos ve'egozin latinokos be'er Pesach, k'deish lo yishnu ve'yishalu. So too, Rabbi Akiva would give out nuts and roasted grains to the children on Erev Pesach so that they wouldn't fall asleep at night and they would stay awake and they would ask questions. Tanya, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Chutvin Matos Vilei Lepsachim. So another example of this motivation that the Gemara is given is that he would Chotef Matos Vilei Lepsachim. So either he would grab the matzos away from the kids, or we'll see from the Rashi, and the Rashbam agrees, they would eat very quickly. Why? Bishvil tinoko shelo yishnu, so that the children wouldn't fall asleep at the Seder. Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Amru Allah v'Rabbi Akiva, miyamav lo amar, higia es lamo b'veis ha-medrash, chutz me'arvi psachim me'arv yom ha-kippurim. So in general, Rabbi Akiva would never let his students go early, except for on 2 days, Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Be'erev Pesach bishvil tinoko is k'dei shelo yishnu. So on Erev Pesach, he wanted the children to be able to sleep during the day so they could stay up at night for the Seder. V'erev Yom Kippurim k'deish she'achilu es b'neihem, so that they would feed their children. So those are the two cases where he would tell his students to go home early on Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. So the first, just to summarize the Gemara on Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says that really, everyone's chayiv in the arba kosos, but the Gemara asks the question. It says, what do you mean? Tinokos are chayiv in yayin? What benefit do they get? So rather, what we do is we give them nuts and roasted grains in order that they shouldn't fall asleep and they should ask. And then there's various other examples, like we rechotef matzos b'leil pesachim. We grab the matzos on the night of Pesach so that the tinokos don't fall asleep. And also, Rabbi Akiva was makbid that the children should be able to sleep during the day to stay up at night. Okay, fine. So the question that we have to take up in analyzing the Gemara, and I'm not going to take it up completely, fully, because I'm trying to focus the shiur on one point, but the question is this transition. So the Gemara, the first line says that everyone's chayiv in arba kosos, and then the Gemara asks the question, what benefit do children get in yayin? And then the Gemara says, rather, we give them klayos ve'egozin. So how do we learn the question here and the transition? So if you look, there's two ways to learn. So the Rashbam, in source number two, he learns one way. He says, ve'echad atinokos shegam heim nigalu. So the Gemara is saying, according to the Rashbam, that tinokos were also redeemed. Children were involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara's possibility is that perhaps children should be chayev to drink the four cups of wine because they're chayev, because they're a part of the redemption. And that's how he learns, the Rashbam learns the Gemara's possibility. And then the Gemara's question is, v'chimato elas yishli tinokos halo peturim min ha-mitvos. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Tinokos are pater from mitvos. So therefore, what benefit do they get by being involved in the dalikosos? So then the Gemara moves on and it says, rather, what we do is we focus on the mitzvah of igarata levincha. And the way that we accomplish it is that we give them, look at Rashi, although the Rashbam says the same thing, it's a little lengthier. So Rashi says, klayos, we give them clay machtim ishanim, we give them old roasted grains. Or rechotef matzah, magbina sakara bishvil tinokos yishalu, we lift up the plate so that the children will ask. Some people say that it means that we eat quickly. So there's a source for eating quickly at the Seder. We eat quickly in order to get the children to stay awake and to ask. Okay? So that's the approach of the Rashbam. So I don't want to go too involved in the Rashbam's Havamina Maskana, the possibility. But if you look in source number 5, the Gemara says, on women, why are women chayv in arba kosos? The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim chayavos barba kosos alalo, women should not be chayav because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Gemara gives a classic answer, sha'af hein ayu ba'oso nes. They were also involved in the nes itself. And if you look in Tosos, look in source number 6, Tosos says, v'i lav haitaima lo hayu chayavos mishum de nashim peturos. If not for the fact that women are part of the nes, they would really be pater, mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because the arba kosos, the four cups of wine, is a positive mitzvah, shazman grama, afal gav darba kosos derabanan, kein deraisa tikkun. And he says, even though it's derabanan and they should be chayev, but it was established like a deraisa system. Okay, so with this Gemara, we could take up the Rashbam. So the Rashbam is saying, this is the first approach, the Rashbam is saying that really, you would have thought that a child should be chayev in arba kosos. Why? Just like a woman who's pater from arba kosos is chayev because af hein ayu ba'oso nes, perhaps children should also be chayev because of af hein ayu ba'oso nes. It's the same principle, the same logic, that a woman would normally not be chayev in arba kosos, but the fact that a woman is involved in the nes makes her chayev in the mitzvah. So too, the Rashbam in source number 2 says the tinokos, the children, also shigam heim nigalu, they were involved in the nes. So too, they should be chayev in arba kosos. So then the Gemara says, no, that the Rashbam says that v'chim mato elas yesh l'tinokos halo peturim min ha-mitzvos, they're pater from mitzvos, meaning that af hein ayu ba'oso nes will only work with an isha because she's chayev in some mitzvos. But by a tinokos, who's removed from the system of mitzvos, no, that there's no obligation. You can't say af hein ayu ba'oso nes includes somebody who's completely removed from the system of mitzvos. So rather, what do? So we give them nuts and grains in order for them to be engaged in the mitzvah that they fulfill, which is v'igat levincha, they're a part of. Okay, so that's one approach. That's the Rashbam. And we're not going to focus too much. I just wanted to show you one possibility of how to learn the Gemara. And normally, if I was given a different type of shir, I would go into more depth and more detail into defining and trying to analyze what the Rashbam's thought process is in terms of his Havamina, why he thought that Af Hein Ayu Ba'oso Anes would include children and why it doesn't include children. But I don't really want to take that up. I really want to focus on the idea of the Klayos and Agozim. So with that, let's look at the Ran. The Ran kind of gives a different approach than the Rashbam, totally different. And he's going to open up the area a little bit, and then we're going to explore the area more as we go through the Shir. So the Ran, look in source number 4, it's the Chidushei Ran on the same Gemara. And he says like this. He says, "Ma male yesh l'tinokos b'yayin." So when the Gemara says that children should be obligated in the mitzvah of dalid koso, so drinking four cups of wine, so the Gemara says, "V'chi mato elas yesh l'tinokos b'yayin." What benefit do they get from yayin? So the Ran says, "Ma male yesh l'tinokos b'yayin klomar." This is what the Gemara is saying. It doesn't mean that children are pater from mitzvos, and that's why they're not related to the mitzvah of wine. Klomar de bechi hal lo shayach lechanchan b'mitzvos. De chemon she'en nen en usmechen bo, eno lohen derecheres. So the Ran says a different idea. He says that really, the Gemara never has a havamina, never has a thought that a child should be obligated in arba kosos. But what is the reason we should have them drink arba kosos? Because of chinuch. That really we have to teach children how to keep the mitzvos. And the Gemara thinks that maybe children should drink dalad kosos so that we can be mechanech them in the mitzvah. And the Gemara says no, that they don't get any simcha and they don't get any pleasure from wine, and therefore it's not deracheres. It's not a deracheres. So there's no freedom experienced by the child when he drinks wine. So the Gemara's approach is very different according to the Ran. The Ran is saying that the Gemara's approach that a child should drink the four cups is because a child should be involved in chinuch, and maybe chinuch demands that a child drink the four cups. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's not chinuch for the child because the child's not going to experience any happiness, any simcha, and it's not going to be cheros for a child to drink wine. It usually is turned off by the flavor of wine, some children. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ela mechalkin lahen klayos ve'gozin. So according to the Ran, the transition in the Gemara seems to be that instead of the simcha of yayin, of wine, we give them the simcha of klayos ve'gozin, and to replace the idea of wine, meaning that a child doesn't get pleasure from wine, but he does get pleasure from klayos and agozin. So instead of us being mechanechem and teaching him the mitzvos of simcha deracheres through wine, instead we use klayos ve'gozin. We use a motivating factor. We use nuts and roasted grains and nuts in order for the child to experience something similar to the mitzvah of dalad kosos. So the Ran, just as an important point before we move on, and we try to explore this a little more, but the Ran's taking a very different approach than the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying that a child is excluded from the mitzvah of arba kosos because he's excluded from mitzvos in general, and therefore the Gemara is moving forward and saying rather we should focus on the mitzvah of v'higadta to levincha, and they have to be involved in she'ela to accomplish that. But the Ran is saying that a child isn't shayach, he's not tied to the mitzvah of arba kosos because it's not simcha for him and it's not pleasurable for him. So instead of forcing him to drink wine, instead we give him something pleasurable in his framework, and the pleasure and the simcha is through klayos ve'gozin. So that's the Ran. So the Ran is saying that somehow the klayos ve'gozin, the nuts and the dried nuts and the roasted grains, I keep putting them in the wrong order, but the roasted grains and the dried nuts, somehow he's saying is a kiyum, it's a fulfillment of dalad kosos in the mind of the child, in the framework of the child. And that's how the Ran, I think, is learning, based on what we read in the Ran. So the question I wanted to explore, yes, go ahead. Yeah.
I wanted to ask,
we'll get to answer that question through this year as we get to the end of this year, so you'll see. Okay, definitely good question. Okay, so if what's interesting though is what I wanted to take up is the question of what the difference is between simcha and cheres. Meaning the Ran says that dalad kosos is not simcha and nenin for a child, and it's eno lahen deracheres. It's not deracheres. So therefore, what we do is we give them klayos ve'gozin instead. But the question is, what is the idea of cheres versus simcha? Meaning, is simcha the same thing as cheres, or is it different? And what is the difference? Can we pinpoint the difference between simcha and cheres? And if we do that, so maybe we can understand a little bit differently. You'll see what the idea of the motivation, the motivating factors are at the Seder for children. Okay? So how do we analyze the difference? So just to strengthen the question, in source number 7, the Rambam brings down openly, he says, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara actually comes right after this Gemara. But the Rambam actually is clearer, and he strengthens our point. So he says, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of simchas? He's talking about simchas haregel, and v'samachta b'chagecha. So the question is, how do you fulfill it? So it's a famous Rambam. It's the Rambam, Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halach Yud Ches. He says, Ketzad aktanem nosin lahem klayos ve'agozim umigdanos. So he uses the same terms that the Gemara uses over here at the Seder night or on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says on Erev Pesach, you're supposed to give the children klayos and agozim so they don't fall asleep. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif demands that a parent buy the children klayos ve'agozim umigdanos, different things that make the child happy. And it's supposed to be personalized for the child. Hanashim kona lehen begadim betachshitin naim kefim amono. And of course, every husband is supposed to buy his wife nice clothing, jewelry before Yantif. V'hanashim ochlen basar v'shosin yain. And how do men fulfill their obligation to be happy? They eat and drink. She'ein simcha el b'basar v'ein simcha el b'yain. The only way to fulfill the objective idea of simcha is through eating meat and drinking wine. Uksho ochel v'shosachai v'hachiel lager l'yasom v'la'almana imshar ha'aniyim ha'amleilim. So we're also chayav to provide support for the poor people. Aval misha noel delosos chatzero v'ochel v'shosahu v'ana v'isho v'enu machel u'mashkel aniyim ulamari nefesh ein zu simchas mitzvah l'simchas kreso. So the Rambam takes issue with a person who just wants to eat and be gluttonous without providing support for others. And he says that's not the simcha of simchas mitzvah, it's simchas kreso. Val elud ne'amar, on these people it says, zivchem kelechem onem lahem kol ochel v'tamu kilachmam l'nafsham. So the Ram says that it's a very terrible midah for a person to eat on Yantif and be sameach without giving anything to the poor. Okay, so, but what's interesting is that the Rambam uses the same idea of giving the children at Gozim and Klaios and Er Pesach that's brought down in our Gemara in source number one. The Rambam brings down in his mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. So this strengthens my question that I wanted to take up. What's the difference between Simcha and Cheirus? Because it seems like from the Ran, and we'll see from the Rambam himself and the Gemara, that Simcha and Cheirus are tied to one another. The Ran says that a child doesn't experience Simcha, he doesn't have any happiness or pleasure in drinking wine, and therefore it's not Derech Cheirus. So it sounds like the Ran's premise is that Simcha is necessary for Cheirus to feel free. And the Rambam uses the same terms and the same gifts that you're supposed to give to your children on Erev Pesach and Seder night, he says in the mitzvah of Simcha. So what's the difference? How is a child going to accomplish the Simcha, according to the Ran, the Simcha and of Derech Cheirus through giving them Klaios Ve'gozim at the Seder night? And how is that Derech Cheirus? What's the difference between that and the regular mitzvah of Simcha? So can we pinpoint the difference between just the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif and the idea of Cheirus? Okay, so that's what I wanted to take up, and then you'll see as we go through the shir that we'll come to a different idea of Simcha and Cheirus. So what is the main expression of Cheirus at the Seder? So I think I gave it away already, but I think it's the Arba Kosos. I think almost everybody holds that it's Derech Cheirus, that the Arba Kosos is the ikar, the essential mitzvah of Cheirus, of experiencing Cheirus. So if you look in the Rambam, and it's also interesting, by the way, the Rambam says that Yayin is also simcha for a man. It's simcha in general. Ein simcha elo b'basar v'yayin. So you see that cheirus and simcha are tied to one another because the vehicle of experiencing cheirus is really through a vehicle of simcha, of happiness. So what is the difference? What's the connection and what's the difference? So that's my question. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, so I'm just using the Rambam, but there are Gemaras on this also. The Gemaras are just lengthier, so the Rambam just summarizes it. So he says, "Behold, over derachayv adam laharos es atzmo ki iluhu vaatzmo yata ata meshibun mitzrayim." So every generation, a person has to appear as if they have to show themselves as if they themselves have been freed from the shibud of mitzrayim. Ve'osanu otzi mishan. Ve'aldavar zet tziva kadosh baruch hu b'torah. Ve'zacharta ki eved ayisa klomar ki ilu ata vaatzmocha ayisa eved v'yatzasa l'cheres v'niftes. You have to treat yourself and prepare yourself, present yourself as if you yourself were an Eved and you went free and you were redeemed by Hashem. Lefichach, therefore, kishesoid adam b'layla zed sarach lechol v'lishtos v'hu mesav derech cheirus. So one idea of cheirus is that a person has to do haseba. That cheirus is unique, that when you're eating and drinking, when you're involved in the simcha, you're supposed to recline. V'chol echad v'echad bein nashim chayev lishtos b'layla zeh arba kosos shel yayin. Every man and woman is chayev to drink the arba kosos. Ein poch sin mehem, you can't have less. V'afil ani ha-mesparnes min atztaka lo yifchasu lo ma'arba kosos. So he can't even have, even an ani who gets money from the kupa and he's relying on other people, he has to have arba kosos. Shir kol kos mehen revias. We're just going to go through a couple of lachos and then we're going to analyze it. Shir kol kos mehen revias. The shir of each kos is revias. Hold on, I just... Afilu ani shabishro lo yachel. Yeah, sorry. Shir shel kos kol kosman revius is a revius. The shir is a revius. Afilu ani shabishro lo yachel achi yasef. Even a poor person should not eat until he reclines. Isha ina tzricha haseba. So a woman is not chayev. She's not obligated to recline. Vim isha chashuva hi tzricha haseba. But if she's an isha chashuva, this is a separate shir, but we're going to use the Rambams to try to isolate what cheres is. If it's an isha chashuva, so she does need to recline. Uvein etzel aviv v'hashamish b'fnei rabo tzricha haseba. What's interesting is that a child, a son, who's by his father, is still chayev to recline, and a shamish, a servant, also aval talmid b'fnei rabo eno mesav elim kin nasan lo rabo rishus. But a student in front of his rebbe is not allowed to recline unless his rebbe, his teacher, gave him rishus. V'asebas yomin eno aseba. So if you recline to the right, that's not aseba. That's not reclining. V'chein amesav al orpo al panav ein zu aseba. If you go on your neck or your face, that's not aseba. Okay, fine. So he says that you're always supposed to be mesav. So one of the ideas of cheiros is that when you're drinking, when you're involved in simcha, eating and drinking, so you're supposed to recline when you're doing that. Okay, and then the next halacha, looking at halacha tes, he says arba kosos elu tzarech limzogosan. You have to dilute the wine. Kadesha tie sisia areva. It has to be a pleasant drinking. Hakola fia yainu fidasa shosa. It's all based on the wine itself and the person who's drinking it. Velo yifchos barabasan mervias yain chai. So you can't have less than a revias of yain chai, of basic wine. Shasa, you can't dilute it too much. Shasa arba kosos ilum yain chaino mazag yatsa de arba kosos velo yatsa de cheros. If you drink wine that's not diluted, so you're yotze arba kosos, but you're not yotze cheros. Shasa arba kosos mezugin bevasachas, if they are diluted, yatze de cheros, then that's cheros, velo yatze de arba kosos. But you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of the four kosos. Vim shasa mikol kosman rubo yatze. You just have to drink rov of the revias to be yotze. So the second halacha, halacha tes, or the third halacha that we read, is really a halacha that's important in terms of halacha lemaisa. That's why some of the briskers, I think, hold that you're allowed to use even grape juice. Because one of the halachos that the Rambam brings down is that it should be a shasiya areva, that a person should be able to dilute the wine in order that it be a pleasant drinking. And it's based on the person's choice, the person's taste. So if you like sharper wine that's not diluted, then you drink it that way. And if you like it lighter, then you drink it that way. So what do we see from the Rambam? The Rambam's description of the mitzvah of dalet kosos and cheros. So we see that there's two factors. One factor is, the essential idea is simcha, of yain. You need yain. But then there's haseba, there's reclining, and there's also shasiya areva. There's this idea of personalizing it, of the wine being somewhat subjective, that a person gets to decide how he wants his wine on Pesach. And with that, you accomplish cheiros. So what's interesting is that if you look in source number 9, the Rashbam explains that a woman is not chayv in a seba. Why? Mipnei emas baila ukfufalo. So one reason is because the Rashbam says that a woman has a certain relationship to her husband and she can't really overcome that. She can't do a seba. So we're not going to take that up. Side question. Another possibility is that a woman in general doesn't do a seba. It doesn't really explain why. I think during the year they don't do a seba, so they wouldn't be chayv on Pesach. So it sounds like haseba is not really essential in terms of cheiros, because you see that a woman is still chayiv in dalet kosos, despite the fact that she can't do haseba. But he says, bein etzel aviv tzarech haseba, but a child still does. The lo havikaf of kokach, he's not as bent, he's not as subjugated to the father. So he is chayiv in haseba. So now through the Rashbam and the halachos, we see that the most essential idea in cheiros isn't really the haseba. Haseba is important, and the idea of a seba seems to be that you feel like a king, that you feel like there's nothing above you, that there's nobody controlling you. And that's the idea that a woman, she can't do it, according to the Rashbam, because she's kfufa to the baila. But the main idea, so you see that a woman can still fulfill the mitzvah of cheres without a seba. But the main mitzvah, the main idea is meziga, is the idea that the dalet kosos have the ability to be diluted to the kafidas hashosa and kafilfia yain. like the Rambam, look, go back. This is the most important halacha. And halacha test, he says, Arba kosos ha'ilu tzarech limzo gosan. You have to dilute them, kadesh tiyash siya reva. So that the drinking of the wine is pleasurable and it's enjoyable. Hakol lefi ayin ulfi das ha'shosa. It's all based on the wine and based on the person drinking it. So what is cheros? So I think cheros is different than simcha. Just taking this a little further. So simcha is necessary for cheros. A person can't feel free or he can't feel cheros without being in a state of happiness. Because if a person is anxious, if a person is depressed, so the depression, it sounds like, or the anxiety, I'm just using two emotions, but any emotion that's negative will prevent a person from feeling free. But there's an additional element. It's not just simcha that's cheros, but it sounds like simcha with a certain level of personalization, of a certain autonomy, is what cheros is. Because you see that a person has the autonomy, the control of creating the wine that he enjoys on Yontif, at the Seder. And the idea of dalakosos is it should be a shesia reva. So the question we had was, what's the difference between simcha and cheros? So I'm explaining that. So I think the Rambam is saying, based on these halachos by dalakosos, that the essential difference is that cheros demands simcha. You have to be happy. You can't be bogged down by negativity. But also, there has to be a sense of autonomy. There has to be a certain personalization in the process in order. And when you combine the two, when you combine simcha with a sense of personalization and control as to how I want my wine, so that's cheros. That's the experience of cheros. So I'm trying to break down the experience of cheros into its two components. Okay, so now with that, and you see this in the Rambam, look in source number 10. He says, V'achar kach, this is Hilchos Chamei Tumatza, Perich Ches Halacha Tes. The acher kach nimshach besuda v'ochel kol mashu rotza lechol v'shoso kol mashu rotza lishtos. So when a person eats at the suda of Pesach, he's not supposed to diet. Actually, I remember hearing a shir by my Rosh Yeshiva where he said that it's prohibited to diet at the Seder. You really are, it's against the idea of cheres. So cheres demands a certain level of autonomy that a person has to feel like he can eat whatever he wants. He's in control. But on the other hand, there's simcha too. Simcha is necessary too. So when you have simcha with a sense of autonomy, you have cheros. That is the definition of cheros. So that's the difference between simcha and cheros, I think. Okay, so now with that information, with all that, we're developing this idea of the motivations. Our main question of the shir was, what's the idea of motivating children and how should we approach it? So there's two different ways we can approach it. We can approach it the way the Meiri approaches it. And this is a simplistic, I think a more simple approach. And then we'll look at the Rambam, and we'll see some insight from the Rambam, I think. So the Meiri says, in source number 11, he says, Atinokos afal pi she'anu mitzuvim le'orarom kadei she'yishalu. So even though the mitzvah is to awaken a child so that they'll ask questions, ein misamchin osam be'inyan chovas arba kosos. So we don't give them the four kosos to awaken them in order to ask questions. Vatinokos ein lam simcha, they don't enjoy wine so much. So we give them roasted grains that are yashan, they're not chadash, ve'gozim and nuts, kadesh yishalu, so that they ask. Rotza lomar shalo yishanu, v'yiru osam ha'inyanim, shanu mis'askim behem, v'yishalu manishtana. So the Meiri, this is a very important point. The Meiri says, and he's learning like the pshat of the Gemara, he says, why do we give a child Klayos ve'gozim? We want them to be happy. Why do we want them to be happy? So that they don't fall asleep, and then they'll see the inyanim that we're dealing with. They'll see that the Seder, they'll sit at the Seder, and they'll see the ideas of the Seder. And then they'll ask, Manishtana, v'chein chodfin matzah, klomar, shemis askim ba derech hamaya v'chatifa zemizeh. You grab the matzah and hide it. Kadeshi ishtashu atinokos pekach v'lo yavoi lideshina. So the Meiri's learning that the whole idea of the motivation is that we keep the children awake. And once they're awake, then they'll ask questions based on the Haggadah. V'yis'oru l'masharoim, they'll be awakened based on what they see. V'yishalu v'yachkaru manishtana, and they'll ask, Achin navo l'saper b'inyan, and then it'll lead to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'yesh mefarshim shemakdimin b'achila, some say that you eat first. V'chein sholim b'mehirus, Bezeu shesam chulizu amro lav Rabbi Akiva miyom of loomar gie eslam of vesem hamedrash chutz milayib sachem erev yom kippurim kadesh shiachilus bneim ulefirish rishon zush or Rabbi Akiva shmua b'fnei atmahi. So either it's a shmua on its own, or it's teaching you that they should ask quickly. I'm not sure what that the end of the Me'iri means, but the key here in the Me'iri is that he's looking at the motivation to the for the children as really being just a hechsher mitzvah. The Me'iri looks at the motivation for children as being a means to accomplishing the mitzvah of Igatz Levincha, meaning that our mitzvah is to teach our children. We have to give over Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the best way to keep them awake is by giving them fun stuff. And when we give them fun stuff and we make them happy, they'll stay awake and then they'll accomplish the mitzvah and we'll fulfill our mitzvah and they'll be involved in the mitzvah as well. So the Me'iri makes sense. It's very simple. He says that the idea of motivating children at the Seder is a means or a method of engaging them and having them fulfill the mitzvah and be involved in the mitzvah of Igatz Levincha. So we have to ensure that it happens. So the way to ensure it is in order to motivate them and give them fun stuff to do. So that's one approach. But perhaps the Rambam is saying differently, and the Rambam words it very differently. So look at the Rambam in source number 12. The Rambam says, Mitzvah lo'odia levanim va'afil lo shalu shnemar v'igatz levincha. So there's a mitzvah to teach the children even if they don't ask. So you have to just give over the ideas, the stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lefi daito shel bein aviv milamdo. So the father has to try to give it over based on the intelligence of the child. Ketzad, imaya katon otipesh, if he's very young or he's not so intelligent, omer lo b'ni, kulanu hayinu avadim, kemo shefcha zu, o kemo eved zeb mitzrayim, uvalayla zeb, pado sonu kadosh baruch hu, v'yotzion l'chirus. So if he's not so smart, or he's very young, you just give him the basic outline. You tell him that we were avadim, and then we got freed. V'imaya ben gadol v'chacham odiyu ma she'ir lanu b'mitzrayim v'nisim sh'nasu lanu al-yidei Moshe Rabbeinu akol v'idaito shel. But if the child is older, if he's more intelligent, then we go into more detail and we tell him about the nisim. So now the Rambam says, v'tzarech laso shinoi b'layla zeh. He says, we also have to do different things, shinuyim, in this night. K'dei she'yiru habanim v'yishalu. So that the children see and they ask, v'yomru manishtana layla zeh mikol alelos. And they'll ask the Manishtana question, what's different about this night? Achi Yoshiv Lahem, Beyomer Lahem Kach Vekach Ira Vekach Vekach Chaya. So then you tell them what happened. Vechetzad Mishana. So how do you motivate them? How do you create a Shinui, a difference? Mechalik Lahem Klayos Vegozim. So you use the Klayos Vegozim, the very substance that the Rambam says is Simcha for a child. That's what you use as a motivator, like we saw before in the Gemara and the Me'iri. The okrim ashulchan milfneim kodem shiochlu v'chofim matzah zem yadzeh uchiyotu bedvar ma'ilu. So you do all these things, the same as the Gemara. Ein lo ben ishto shoalto, if there's no child, the wife asks him. Ein lo isha sholin zeh zeh manishtan alayla zeh. If he's not married, then the two men ask each other. V'afilu ayukulan chachamim hayelvado shol atma manishtan alayla zeh. So even if you're by yourself, you ask yourself. So the Rambam places an emphasis on she'ela. But if you see the Rambam's wording is different than the Me'iri and the way you can learn the Gemara, the Me'iri is learning that the idea of the motivation is to keep the children awake. And you give them the klayos and a gozim so that they stay awake. And then once they're awake and they see the Haggadah and what we're involved in, they'll ask questions. The Rambam says that the Shinui itself has to be the source of the questions. He says, V'chetzan mishana, mechalik lehem klayos ve'gozim v'okram ha'sholchem lefneyem. He says above, before that, sorry, he says, V'tzarech laso shinu b'layazeh k'dei she'yiru abanam v'yishalu v'yomru manishtan alaylazeh. So the Rambam doesn't bring down the idea of a child falling asleep and that we have to keep him awake. And he doesn't say that the idea of the shinui is simply a hechsher mitzvah. It's not simply an idea of keeping the child awake. It's not simply an idea that we're going to awaken them and make sure that they're available to ask questions. But he says that the shinui has to be the source of the questions. He says, "Tzarech laso shinu b'layla zeh k'dei she'yiru habanim v'yishalu," so that they see and they ask, right? And also, what's different about the Rambam and the Gemara is that the Gemara says you give it to them on Erev Pesach, but the Rambam says you give it to them on Leil Pesach at the night itself. He says, "Tzarech laso shinu b'layla zeh," on that night. So, what's the difference? What's the Rambam's opinion? What's the Rambam shita? So, I think the Rambam's idea is what I've been driving at throughout this year. And before I answer, I give that last svara to put everything together, just look at this one last Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam describes what the typical child's learning is when he's young, at least in the Rambam's times. So it's Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis Lacha Beis. Machnisin es atinokos l'islamed, keven shesh, keven sheva, l'fikoach abein ubinyan gufo. So how old Should a child be, when they first start learning Torah, 6 or 7, based on their strength and their health? Upachos miben sheish ein machnisim osa. So you don't bring him into you don't send him away to school. You don't have to be so strict. Umake osan hamalamed lahatil aleim ima. So when the teacher teaches a young child, they're supposed to hit them a little bit. This is the Rambam Shita, not modern day educational philosophy, but he says that you're supposed to use fear to motivate. Ve'eno make osam makas oyev makas achzari. You're not supposed to do it in a vicious way. Lefichach lo yake osam b'shutim below mamaklos eleberutzu katana. It's supposed to be a light little jab. Nothing. You're not supposed to damage the child, but it's supposed to instill a certain fear of his rebbe. V'yoshev u'malamdein kol yom kulo miktas min alayla. Supposed to learn all day, all night, some part of the night. K'dei lechanchan limud b'yom v'alayla. So that a child learns to learn during the day and the night. V'lo yivatlu atinokos klal chutz me'arvei shabsos v'yom tovim. The only time a child's not supposed to be in school is on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. B'sof ha'yamim v'yom tovim. And on Yom Tov itself. Right, v'yom tovim b'sof ha'yamim u'v'yom tovim. Abal v'shabbos ein korin b'tchila v'ashonin barishon. Even on Shabbos they would have school, but they wouldn't be kore, they would learn. They wouldn't be just do kriyas. They wouldn't just do kriya. They would be shonen. They would learn. Barishon ve'ema vatlin atinoko safil levin beis hamikdash. You never stop school, even for the building of the beis hamikdash. So what do you see from the Rambam? You see that the Rambam's idea of teaching in general is that when you motivate a child, especially at a young age, you're supposed to use fear, and fear is supposed to be a motivating factor, and the strength of the Rebbe is supposed to motivate the child to learn. But you see that the opposite is the case on Pesach. By Pesach night, Vigata Levincha is an environment of Simcha and She'ela. So what is She'ela? She'ela is autonomy. It's really the child's ability to ask what he wants to ask. And that's the idea of Vigata Levincha, is that we're supposed to have the child feel free and feel somewhat autonomous in terms of what he can ask, that he can ask any question that comes to his mind, and we're supposed to take up those questions and analyze those questions and answer them for him. But what do we see about the Rambam's formulation? What is the formulation? So perhaps the Rambam holds that the motivation of a child at Seder night is not just to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's that the child should experience a form of cheiros. And how does a person experience cheiros? Through simcha and autonomy. And you see that formula by Vigata Levincha as well. You see that formula in the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're supposed to be mishana, you're supposed to do fun stuff, do shinuyim, fun stuff. You give them the very things that you would give them to fulfill your mitzvah of simcha, you give them at night. So you want to create an environment of simcha so that the child doesn't feel ema, he's not afraid. And then she'ela, you want the child to feel like he can ask what he wants to ask. So what is simcha and she'ela? It's what we spoke about before in the shir. That is cheiros. Cheiros is a combination of simcha and a feeling of autonomy, a feeling of control, that you can determine, you know, what you want to do, what you're going to talk about, what you're going to learn about. And that is what's going on here. So the Rambam's Chiddush, at least that's how I'm learning through the Ran and the Rambam, the Rambam's Chiddush is that really Vigat Levincha is not just supposed to be informative, but it's supposed to be experiential. And it's also a kiyum in the Dalet Kosos. Like the Ran says, that a child's simcha, derech cheiros, isn't through yayin, but what do? Instead, we give them kleyos ve'egozin, and we try to get them to ask questions, meaning that we use the formula of cheiros. In order to accomplish v'igadata levincha, the mitzvah of teaching our children, we use the formula of cheiros so that the child can experience it on his level. He can experience a sense of freedom, as opposed to the way that he's normally taught in the Rambam's system of limud, where it's very restrictive and there's a lot of ema. But over here, we want the opposite. We want simcha and we want autonomy. We want a child to experience cheiros. And that's a kiyum, not just a kiyum in Dalet Kosos, a kiyum in, it's not just a fulfillment of the idea of cheiros of Dalet Kosos, but it's also, I think the Rambam doesn't put it with Dalet Kosos, but it's also a kiyum in Vigata Levincha. It's also a fulfillment or enhancement of Vigata Levincha, that you teach the child in a way where he can experience emotionally the idea of cheiros, and not just learn about it in the abstract, but actually experience some form of cheiros in the process of learning about it. So that is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that the shinui itself has to be built in to the she'ela. It has to be the source of the she'ela, meaning that we have to experience, or we have to create an environment where the child can experience cheiros on his level. He can experience a sense of freedom in his framework. not in the framework of the adult, but in his. So with that, we can answer the questions about motivating children. So why did Rav Chaim put pots on his head, or what's the idea of dressing up in costumes if some people do that? So really the idea is that we want to understand, or we want to try to create an environment where a child feels free. And the freedom can only occur with simcha, with happiness, because if there's no happiness, you can't get to the level, or you can't feel free, and you also need a sense of autonomy. And the child's autonomy comes from his ability to question, his ability to ask what he wants. Of course, if he doesn't ask, you're still chayev to fulfill the mitzvah of Igarata, and you have to teach the child, but the ideal of motivating the child is to try to understand or recognize that we're trying to create an environment where the child experiences somewhat on his level the freedom of Yetzias Mitzrayim in his framework. Okay, so we started out in one side at one point, and then we ended up all the way over here. Okay, so just let me just summarize. I want to summarize this year, and then I just wanted to speak about the Yahrzeit a little bit. So just to summarize this year, basically this year's topic is the idea of motivating. It's not just how we're supposed to motivate and what the motivations are, but what is the idea of motivating children. So we started out with a premise that motivating children, according to the Ran, I'll skip the Rashbam, but according to the Ran, motivating children on Erev Pesach or Seder night is really a form of dalikosos, that a child can't experience happiness and pleasure through wine because he doesn't love wine, and therefore it's not derech eros, it's not freedom for him. So therefore, instead, ela mechalkin lehem klayos vegozim, we give him the klayos vegozim. So the question is, the question that we asked was, what's the difference between simcha and cheros? So our answer was that really cheros demands simcha. You have to be in an emotional state where you can feel free, and simcha is a premise for that. Simcha is an ingredient, the main ingredient. But the difference is that simcha, that cheros, demands a certain level of personal autonomy, of control. And that's expressed in the halacha of meziga sakos, that when a person drinks his wine, his dalikosos, he has to personalize it to the way that he likes to drink it. And that's the idea of cheres. Cheres is a combination of simcha and a sense of autonomy. And the Rambam also says this later on, that when a person's eating at the Seder, he's supposed to feel like he can eat whatever he wants. He's not supposed to restrict himself. He's supposed to feel like he's in control, that there's nothing else controlling him in this situation. So that's part of the feeling of freedom. So we said based on that, that there's two ways to learn the idea of the klayos vegozim on Seder night. Either you can learn that it's just a hechsher mitzvah for Yigat Levincha. We have to ensure that the child is involved in the mitzvah, and the way to do that is to motivate them. But the other possibility, which I'm learning in the Rambam, is that the idea is that the child should experience the cheros of Mitzrayim, and the way the child experiences cheros is different than an adult. An adult experiences through the dalikosos, but the child experiences through the combination of simcha of klayos vegozim with the idea of shela, with the concept of being able to ask what you want to ask, and that intellectual freedom with the state of simcha emotionally is really a type of cheros, a cheros in the framework of the child. Okay, so that's the end of this year. So just to speak about the Yahrzeit, so this Shabbos is my daughter's Yahrzeit, and I just was thinking about this concept of being sensitive to a child's world. So I was thinking that going through our experience, my wife and I, with our child, so we were able to gain, I guess, a greater insight or a keener insight into the sensitivity of a child's world. And I think that this year is really meant to inspire that concept, that a person is supposed to, shouldn't just be projecting onto a child and think that the way that we experience the world is the way that a child experiences the world, but we have to be sensitive to the child. And if we are sensitive to the child, then the child can really gain, our children can really gain more. And that's one of the key lessons in this year, which is that at Seder night, we have to gear, you know, our Seder towards the children, and we have to try to make them feel free. And we're not going to project our feeling of freedom through the Dalet Kosos, but we're going to allow the child to feel free within the framework of the child. We're going to be sensitive to how the child feels freedom and how they experience freedom. And only with that will a child really gain a love for Pesach and a love for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So with that, I just wanted to conclude this year. And anybody have any questions? Everybody have a good night. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.